This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
For keep it moving, we put 2 minutes on the clock. We know life is busy, and this is how much time you got to scroll through the internet. We're going to scroll through it right now for you. I'll read a headline. Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. What scene did Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet want cut from Titanic?
Ooh, which one?
There's a lot of iconic scenes. But James Cameron, the director, said Leo came up to him, Kate came up to him, and every single producer and the studio bosses came up to him to cut a scene, and he refused. It was the spitting scene where she has to spit. He said he held his ground, and it is now the second or third highest tested scene in Titanic.
Holy cow.
He clearly was right. People love it.
They felt like he was doing.
Oh, wow. She shows that she's like adorable and that she's not just this rich person, and he held on to it. A Clue competition series and World Game Show are in the works.
Nah, keep moving.
All right. Contest offers thrill seekers $5,000 to hunt ghosts at a haunted Vegas hotel.
Ooh. This is interesting.
Yeah, you go to casino.org and you get all the ghost hunting stuff. We actually did this too as well. You get like all the equipment.
We did. Yeah.
And then they just ask you to stay for like the weekend and see if there's any paranormal activity. Apparently there's always paranormal activity in this hotel, but you can get $5,000 if you're willing to stay there.
People just think if you lose on all your machines that it's a ghost.
Yeah. I would do that. Like I would just stay in a haunted place for $5,000. I'm broke, man. Like let me sleep on the ground in that haunted hotel.
If you find a ghost, do you get like a bonus?
Yeah. Right, like, and what happens in the ghost? Hotels may start offering scent-based alarm clocks, even at this haunted one.
What does that mean?
So, Holiday Inn Express is testing out scent-based alarm clocks, where you, instead of like having this crazy alarm clock send you off and it annoys you and makes your heart pound, they'll actually have a diffuser, and it'll be like bacon or blueberry muffins that'll be released into the room, and it'll kind of wake you up with this beautiful scent.
I don't know if that would work with me. I need something a little more punchy. Like that noise that we just heard.
If I smell bacon, I'm waking up. Like, all right, I'm up. Let's get some bacon in my life. But then I'd be pissed that there wasn't actually bacon
there.
Yeah,
it's fake.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Anyone out there listening that has worked for the same company for how many years? 855-444-MEGA. If you have worked for the same company I don't know, anything over 10 years, maybe 15. 855-444-6342. What made me think of this is, shout out my guy, you know, Sean from Verizon. When I was getting my new iPhone, he was telling me how he started with, like, working for Verizon as, like, a guy who got a part-time job there. And now he's been with them forever. Like, almost, it was, like, 30-plus years he's been with Verizon.
That's impressive.
Kevin, how long have you been with Odyssey?
We're looking at 26-plus years here.
Woo!
That's crazy. You started off as an intern.
I started off as an intern.
They used to call you intern Kevin, right?
Yeah. I should have never signed that 400-year contract.
400-year.
I feel like nowadays people switch jobs so often, and they say that they call it, like, lily padding is, like, the new Gen Z term as they switch from company to company. But, like, working up the company ladder is how you make a lot more money, I feel like. It's look at Kevin. He worked his way up the company ladder, and now he's balling.
balling like I'm crying.
My family must be pretty loyal because I texted my dad. I know he'd been at where he's working forever. He said he's been there for 27 years. And then his brother, who works at Boeing, has been there 35 years. And then their dad was at Boeing for 48 years.
And they just never left. They
never left. Yes.
And they're like, they've worked their way up the company. Mm-hmm. Like, your dad wasn't what his position is now, which we still don't know what AB's dad does. We just know that he's
it's
got a lot of.
It's all a secret.
Yeah. Like, he's like the Chandler Bing. Like, we just think he's really rich.
He's a transponder.
And
every time he explains his job to me, it doesn't make sense.
We have no idea what this man does, but we're just like, man, AB's dad is like got it going on, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
He put three girls through private school and paid for their college. He is a whatever. He is a whatever money making man or manager.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, and I think of my wife has been, you know, with her school district either as a teacher and now as a coach for 25 plus years as well.
Wow, I didn't think we were going to get anyone other than maybe Kevin, who was dumb enough to stay at the same company. But let's see, anyone out there who has done 20 years, like if you've been with the same company for 20 plus years, we want to hear from you. 855-444-MEGA. How long have you worked for the same company? Let's see if we could see who's worked there the longest. 855-444-6342. It's the Brett Mega Show. Shout out my guy Sean from Verizon, who's worked his way up the Verizon ladder. He's like, I loved it. It started as like a part-time job. You get like your part-time job, and then you just kind of work your way up the company ladder. Anyone ever do that before? I feel like that's like unheard of nowadays. You got a job, and then you just stayed there. 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. You know, I was thinking about it. It's kind of the same for my brother. My brother got like a part-time job, you know, for a summer job with the company, same company my dad worked for. So my dad's like, oh, you come here. And what they do is like, they would like power wash grease. Terrible job. Not a job you'd think you'd stay with. He moved into the sales department like postgraduate college, and he's been there for 20-something years, 25-plus years, And it's like the only company he's ever worked for. Got that college summer job, and now he's like a VP of sales, worked up the company ladder.
It used to be a big thing, too. Like, if you would do, like, 20 years, you'd get, like, a watch. 25 years, you'd get, like, you know, something else. 30 years, a car. I'm just throwing those ideas out, Odyssey.
I believe you get a Starbucks gift card for your 5 and 10 years. That isn't going to work if Hannah gives it to you.
Sometimes they're like, hey, you've been here for 25 years. We'd like for you to take a pay cut.
Yeah.
We'd like to send that money back for all the 25 years we've been paying you. 855-444-6342. Nancy, how long have you worked at your company?
26 and a half years.
26 Whoa. And a half years. What do you do?
I'm a loan processor at a financial institution.
I need to talk to you actually about some things. I'm broke. Do you want to give broke people more money like me? Nancy, okay, well,
that's a no. I've dealt with this question too many years.
Nancy's like, I'm really good at my job, and I'm going to go. I'm going to leave. Let's go to Onita. Onita, how long have you worked at your company?
I've been here 30 years.
30 nice. Years. Wow.
And my name's Bonita.
Bonita, sorry.
Come on.
Bonita, do the people know your name where you work for 3 years?
Yeah. I would say too, of course. It's a school, though. I'm not a teacher. I work in the athletic office, and it's the best job I could have ever found for myself.
I feel like awesome. So many schools have that, like where like you just find the school, and you have this like school spirit, and you end up loving the school that you work for.
Love
so
that.
That's so interesting. That's where you end up being for 30-plus years, huh?
So I hope I get a car this year.
Yeah, you're
on track for it.
That's the thing.
You know, we're doing Homecoming Spirit Week on the show where each day we're dressing in different themes and stuff like that. For our Spirit Week, there used to be a car that you'd smash and like beat up. We do that during Homecoming Spirit Week.
I'm sure that's not happening anymore.
That's the car they're going to give to Bonita afterwards. They're like, here you go. Now that car that we just broke.
Hey, I'll take it.
Thank you so much for the call. But that wasn't even the most. We thought 31 years was going to be the most we could find.
Yeah, we just got a text on the text line that said, my dad retired from Boeing in 2020 after he had worked there for 43 years.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Another text just came in. My husband is retiring from Boeing after 40 years by not jumping around anymore. Like, he didn't jump around.
Yeah, didn't lily pad it, switching from job to job.
Apparently,
company.
That's the place to be.
Yeah.
I know.
People never leave.
Guys, I just submitted my resume to Boeing. I'm like, I have no engineering skills whatsoever, but hi, Boeing. Do you need a guy who knows how to talk for a living? We are still cracking up at all the pictures that we've posted on our Instagram, The Brett Megas Show. If you're following along with Homecoming Spirit Week, we've recreated some of the most iconic 2025 pop culture moments, including Sydney Sweeney and her good jeans, to the Coldplay cheating, to Justin Bieber, if it's not clocking to you. Reenacting all of those moments on our Instagram page all week long for Homecoming Spirit Week. Just go to Brett Megas Show there. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Taylor Swift's brand new album, The Life of the Showgirl, actually breaks codes for the Grammys. I'll tell you why next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
When it comes to award shows, you kind of just assume that Taylor Swift is going to walk away winning something, if not everything. I almost like roll my eyes when I think of Taylor Swift in award shows because I'm like, okay, duh, she's going to take everything. But for the first time since she was 17 years old, Taylor Swift will not be nominated or even eligible to receive a Grammy this year. This is usually like Taylor's jam. She's won 14 different Grammys, four of them including Album of the Year, which you would think Life of a Showgirl would be one of them this year, but it's not going to be. It's not because they don't like it. It's actually because it breaks code for the Grammys. You have to have something released before August 30th, and Taylor Swift dropped her album on October 3rd, so it doesn't like meet the deadline to be eligible. So she's not going to be at the Grammys this year.
Oh, wow.
You know what's interesting about that is a lot of albums came out in the fall. So like Hannah was talking about, you have to release it before that August deadline. Mm-hmm. Sabrina Carpenter's album came out in the fall. Ed Sheeran's album came out in the fall. Taylor Swift. So they will all be eligible to be nominated next year, compete against each other.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of albums that Miley also is another person. I was trying to think of big albums that came out before August, and the list was short off the top of my head. It was like, I think Bad Bunny had an album came out earlier, The Weeknd maybe. Like, this year's Grammys, I feel like, feels lighter who is going to be up for Album of the Year of the big contenders. Beyonce's album, Calvin Carter won last year. Like, there's no big-time big hitters this year, right. And all of them waited to all compete against each other next year, which is really weird and interesting.
Yeah, it's just really interesting to me, too, because Taylor Swift is ever so calculated, so it's interesting to me. Like, she must have not really cared about making the deadline for the Grammys, because I feel like she would have known that deadline, but she chose to release her album after anyway.
Yeah, I mean, she has won the most amount of albums of the year, so she feels like she's got one for next year.
Right.
But I do think the competition's stiffer next year, so, and she's getting a lot of blowback. She even addressed, like, I know people don't love the album. People don't love the pop album. And she's like, I'm not the art police, but I want to win a fifth Grammy.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if we can figure out the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Every year, more than 2,800 injuries are reported because of this object at your home. What object is it?
I'm going to say a scooter.
Scooter. You scoot around a lot, Hannah?
Well, I was never allowed to get on an electric scooter as a kid because my mom thought too many people got hurt on them.
All right.
So I'm going to say that.
Does the shower count as an object?
Sure, I'll count it.
I'd say, yeah.
Okay.
It's not correct.
Okay.
I'm going to say a bat.
Like a baseball bat?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Okay.
I don't know. My dad keeps one under his bed.
Does he hurt people with it?
Don't break in.
Okay. No. None of them were even close, guys. Every year, there's 2,800 injuries reported caused by this object at your home. It is not people accidentally getting hit with a bat. It's not the shower. The shower would probably be the closest guess. It's an area of your home that you could be considered dangerous. Obviously, there's a bunch of injuries there. 855-444-6342. Text it in and see if you can figure it out. Give me the answer next.
Mega Minds.
I feel like this is a tricky one. Mega Mind question of the day. Every year, more than 2,800 injuries are reported caused by what object at home?
Aaron texted in and said the stairs. Dave texted in and said kitchen knives. And Hattie texted in and just said the whole kitchen in general is like a danger zone.
Okay, those make sense. This one doesn't. And I don't know how almost 3,000 people get injured. The garage door.
Totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Totally, yeah.
I don't get it. You know when you press the button and then you have to run before it closes? Just, it's probably closing on them.
They're tripping
that
and falling.
That is not happening.
It's not supposed
crushed?
To fall.
I know somebody who got injured by one.
Really? And they got crushed?
Years ago.
It was AB. She's just too embarrassed to say it. She's like,
I know someone. I have a friend.
I know someone.
Friend
was,
of a friend.
Yeah, that was so slow they couldn't get out of the garage door. Who was it? Paul? all right. Coming up, we're going to do for our Homecoming Spirit Week, those high school superlatives or whatever they're called.
Superlatives.
What are they called? Yeah, the most likely thing where you like fill it out for the yearbook. We're going to play along for ourselves next. All right, I always forget the name of them, but you know when you fill out those like high school yearbooks? What is it?
Superlatives.
Okay, so it's like the most likely thing. Or like most likely to be the class clown and most likely to be famous. They fill it out in those yearbooks. And since we're doing Homecoming Spirit Week here on the Brad Mega Show, and you can follow along with all these crazy themes antics as we're getting dressed up and getting looks in the office. Kevin has almost been kicked out of the office for things he's worn. You get to go follow along on our Instagram, the Brad Mega Show. We're going to fill it out like we were filling out for high school yearbook. And like Hannah said, at a certain point, they stopped doing these in schools because kids would get so mad. So I feel like somebody's going to get mad on the Brett Mega Show when we fill these out.
At least they're doing them.
Yes. Okay. Who is most likely on the Brett Mega Show to forget their password? Write your name down. Who would you submit? Who's the most likely to forget their password on the Brett Mega Show? All right, I have submitted.
Hannah.
I put Kevin.
I put AB.
I put Brett.
Wow. Whoa. Oh, my God. We all put a different person?
That's
wow.
Crazy.
Wow.
Crazy. I'm good about writing mine down, probably in places other people can find them, but,
okay.
You know.
All right. Most likely to be late to their own wedding. Most likely to be late to their own wedding.
Easy.
Easy.
I said AB.
AB.
I said Hannah.
I knew you guys were going to pick me. I disagree. I
AB
think
wouldn't know how to get there.
Brett is also always late. Brett is also late. Kevin, I've never been late. Other than on my birthday when I showed up late.
Yeah, Hannah's actually pretty good
at... No, you would get stuck trying to get coffee.
Oh, that's
right. Yeah, that was one time.
AB would be like, guys, where's the wedding venue at? Like,
AB, this is your wedding. Everybody would be coming to me. Are you kidding?
Yeah, you come to me. I'm not moving.
I will say a little bit of points for AB because Brett is also late to everything.
Brett's like late on purpose. At least I get there early and then just can't find parking.
True. Most likely to post single era and then soft launch the next week.
Oh my gosh.
You know this is directed at somebody in the room.
Exactly.
I'm just going to be honest.
Yeah, I'm just
going to
say it, me.
Hannah. Yeah, clearly single era guys. And they'd be like, guys, I met a guy. We're in love. Like, what
I
just
hate
happened?
All of you.
Most likely to say, I'm over it and definitely not be over it.
I'm just going to hold up the same sign
again. Same sign. Yeah, I did this on purpose too. Hannah, I'm so over it. It's not a big deal, Brett. Is it? Because it sounds like it's a big deal. No, I'm over it.
And then we get the silent treatment.
I'm never over anything.
All right, last one. Most likely to drop a diss track after a breakup, Taylor Swift style. Most likely to drop... This is the hardest answer, but I think I like my answer.
I think I like my answer, too.
AB.
AB.
I said A-B. Kevin.
Okay, why, go with Kevin. Why? Kevin would never drop a diss track.
I can totally see that happening like the week after a breakup. And it's like on the show and it's really funny and we make a music video.
No, we all said AB, which I thought is interesting. Why do we all say AB?
Well, she's like poetic.
Yeah, exactly.
And didn't you write like a blog or something after your breakup?
Not a diss track.
Well, that's
it was whatever the opposite of a diss track is.
It was a young adult novel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.